Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Are these things they still work?
Hold on, let me take off the cobwebs.
Yeah.
To be that quiet.
All right, fine. Hey, yo, everybody. Welcome back to the Joey and Amanda podcast.
Hi.
Question mark?
Hi.
Wow.
I know. It's been a while.
You're a little rusty.
I can't believe we're back.
Wow.
It's been a while.
You know what I was just thinking about was, so the reason for the delay, for anybody who's like just, you know, stopping by for the first time, is we had a baby. We haven't podcast since, we haven't tried to record since
he was born. Yeah.
And part of the reason, there are many reasons, but one of them is when Benny sleeps.
Yeah.
That's like our go time, whether it's work, cleaning the house, doing like whatever we have to do, that's like our sacred time.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking of this one funny story. I remember always being like, you know, when I'm a parent, when I'm a dad or whatever, I'm not going to be one of those people who's like so quiet when my baby's sleeping.
Yeah.
I remember saying that to you. We talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that.
The second he was born, that changed completely. You and I were like mice in this house.
I know.
We tiptoeing, whispering, like, you know, in the other side of the house, but whispering to each other. Everything was so quiet.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, so when Amanda's sister was here babysitting, she put Benny to bed one night. We went out to dinner, and we came back, not like crazy late, but we came back right after she put him down, and we walk into the kitchen, and she's like cooking. She's got the music blasting.
She's on speaker.
She's like dancing, and we're like, whoa, what are you doing? And she's like, what? He's out. Oh, yeah, we can.
Yeah, like, oh, we can be loud. I think where that all started was because we got to a point, it was like the first like couple months where we were so tired that it just was such a sacred time.
Yeah.
That when we just didn't want to wake him up, because if we did wake him up, like putting him back to bed would take a while. Now he's much older, and like if he woke up, we'd put him back to bed, he'd be out for the rest of the night.
You're right. It starts with, you don't want to wake him up because you're sleep deprived.
Right.
And you need to sleep while he sleeps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is a mix.
But we're going to try and do this as often as possible because we love doing this.
We do. And I also just want to say thank you to everybody that has reached out since we've been gone. I mean, it's almost,
since we've been gone.
It's been almost every single day that people are always bringing up the podcast, DMing us, asking us when will the podcast be back, telling us that you guys are listening to the same episodes over and over again. So it's also thanks to you that you keep us motivated and keep us just, we feel the love.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
and we would talk about doing the podcast all the time.
Yeah.
Finally, it's happening. So I think it's a good idea to just say, I think what we want to do next for the next episode is go through the birth story.
Yes.
So
I think that's the next thing up.
Yeah.
To catch you
up. We'll sort
up.
Of like work our way from that time, catch up to now.
We had a wild birth story. It's definitely on the other spectrum of what we even expected what would happen.
I mean, but I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild. I thought I was going to die. We both thought I was going to die. But I'm here.
It was not good.
Yeah. And you don't really hear that many people talk about horrible birth stories.
No.
And the weird part about it, too, is that once I had my birth story with Benny and everything that happened, emergency C-section, 3 epidurals, it didn't work, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden, people came out of the woodwork that we knew that had babies, like already, like a 1-year-old, 2-year-old. That we were relatively close with.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I had a traumatic birth story. And it is just so odd to me that nobody said anything to us. Like,
yeah.
I don't, not that they needed to, but I don't know. It was just like this secret that nobody talked about. So I'm excited to talk about the birth story.
There's something, and are you seeing this now, being on this other side of like having the experience, talking to other people who are about to give birth or who want to give birth, whatever. Do you find yourself hesitating to talk about the reality of it?
No.
I do a little bit.
Yeah. I don't, just because I feel like whenever something bad has happened to me in my life that has been either like some type of trauma or horrible thing, I feel like it's happened to me and I have to share it. Like, it feels wrong keeping it to myself.
Yeah.
Just like how I feel like it's weird that nobody told us anything.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, I will say that even when we do share it, I feel that people think like, oh, you know, that's horrible that happened to you, but they don't feel like that's going to happen to them.
Yes.
So.
And I felt that way as well going into it.
Yeah.
And I was like super, so maybe it's that thing, like how I'm feeling now about it, how I have trouble saying to somebody who, if I'm talking to somebody who I know is about to go, like, it's hard for me to say like, it was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it was maybe one of the worst days of my life.
Yeah. Oh, like, my gosh.
But, like,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Like, now I don't even know if I'm going to keep this in the podcast. Like, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
But this is my point.
Yeah. It's
like, what is that?
It's very, it's such an interesting situation because it's, like, contradicting feelings.
Yeah.
This is definitely, like, the best.
Worst day and the best day.
Yeah.
And it happens in like minutes.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Where are we going with this again?
I don't know, but I had a thought. I think it'd be cool to talk to an expert in this field, whether it's a doula or somebody, and try and like figure this out. This whole thing of like, why in movies is it not like, I don't know.
Why in movies?
Like, you know, like, why is it portrayed the one way? And also, like, not just the movie aspect. Why do people, why is this a thing where people don't talk about it?
The movie aspect, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that if in the movies the pregnancy if the birth was horrible, then the movie would kind of have to turn into that.
That's a good point.
I feel
that's
like
a good point.
Like if they came
you
home.
You can't
if,
breeze if, through if, that and just go home for the hospital.
Yeah. I feel like all of a sudden the movie would take a turn.
That's so a
it would
great
have to
point.
Be about that. But I would say, why aren't there
really
more
point.
Why aren't there more movies
sure.
about
sure.
that situation?
Sure. And just aside from the movie as like I'm sorry I brought that up, but just like from a day to day basis, just like what you were saying, talking to other people.
Yeah.
And then like you said, you share what happened to you and someone goes, yeah, I know. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's this a lot of people don't like sharing maybe tough times. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm an overshare, so
maybe there is also like, I guess not everybody's experience is like that.
It's true.
So you don't want to like say that this is what's going to happen to you.
Right.
And it's not. It is one of those small percentages of like super easy.
Yeah,
births.
That's true. I do. We do know people. Yeah,
we do. They just happened. Farted their baby out. It was just like a quick little fart and then the baby was here. Like that is not what happened to us.
Babies don't come out that way, by the way, if you're listening.
They don't come out of your butt. Okay, so next episode we'll do the birth story. We'll walk through it, and maybe we'll let questions guide us through it. I don't know what you want to do.
Yeah, I think I'll put something up on social and see what people's questions are. I think people had amazing questions right after that happened and Benny was born, and we said, okay, the podcast is coming soon, but then we kept just delaying it. And like I said, or we said earlier, we're just at a place where we're more comfortable with Benny's sleep schedule. He sleeps 11 to 12 hours straight now, so we feel pretty confident. And if he woke up, he'd just go back to sleep. He's not going to wake up.
No. We were also like constantly behind in work because we're both working right now, and like, we do have help. We do have a nanny, but
Go
ahead.
Sorry,
no, I was going to
say.
See, this is the rust. We're getting.
Getting
back into the.
No, I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, that was another. Can I just say there's another thing? I mean, a lot of people or families, they have like 6 months off after, it's called maternity leave.
Yeah.
Like how, and paternity leave, like that sounds so marvelous.
Yeah.
I was cut in half, emergency C-section, like a week later, barely couldn't even walk. And now I'm like churning out like drawings and working on my print sale. Like I went straight into like print sales on Monday and like customer service and everything. Like I did not have 0% maternity leave, and Joey did not have paternity leave. He got another huge job right after Benny
was
born.
That
was
crazy. Like, so that was the other thing too with the pot. Like I do voiceover work on a bunch of TV shows, and Nature Cat is one of them on PBS. And I was brought in to do, to work more behind the scenes on the production side as well. Like almost the day Benny was born.
Yeah.
And it was a whole, it was, you know,
a whole new system.
Yeah.
It's like a whole, you have to relearn software and all that.
So
yeah, we've
that was nuts.
Busy.
But anyway, so now, as like you were saying, we're now in a place where we can welcome the podcast back into our schedule. And this feels pretty good.
This feels great. And
we got a cool little spot here.
I know.
Too.
We have a nice setup. We might film it in the future. And now we have this backdrop here. If we film,
should turn this into a green screen.
Oh,
that would be weird. Just change it every time, do a new thing.
Oh, maybe. I don't know how that works.
So what else do you want to do? I guess we'll just do this right here. Like, what else do you want to do? We'll call this season two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what else are we going to look to do this season that's different from what we've done before?
Well, I think this podcast is just, we talk about either just life and current events and how we're navigating what's going on in our life. And I feel like you and I have a very unique, you know, different life schedule. I mean, we both work from home. You're working, you know, on TV shows now. Can I say movie or not yet?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, so. Possibly.
I'm doing a movie that's coming out.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, you're working on all these projects.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. So I think it's just like how we navigate just what's going on.
Being new parents and.
Yeah. Just, I think pretty much we're just having conversations with each other. We're talking about life.
Yes.
We're processing what's happening with all of our friends online, all of you. So whoever listens. So it's just like, you know, just a relationship that we have, and we're continuing it on. And I can't wait to hear what you have been up to. We have so many fun episodes. I was thinking of, you know, we've never done. What? Did we ever do a catfish episode?
No.
Because we just watched this documentary, which was wild. I'll let Joey talk about it, but it would be amazing to hear other people's stories.
Yes.
To hear if they were catfished.
We get Max back in here too.
Max Joseph is Joey's cousin, actually. That would be fun to get Max on the podcast.
Monte Teo.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix. It's called.
Hold on. Did Max already come to the podcast?
He was a guest.
Oh yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Got to get him back.
Oh yeah, but we didn't really talk about catfish that much. We talked about his career,
his filmmaking career.
Yeah.
I know. I felt like he didn't really want to go there that much.
Yeah.
Because he was like, he doesn't want to be the catfish guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's so talented.
Incredible.
Filmmaker, producer.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So
much.
But, but I do like that idea to get some, because there's not a doubt that a couple of our listeners have
watched Catfish.
Been catfished.
Oh, been catfished. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I catfished people when I was little. I think I probably shared this on the podcast before, but it was like when the internet kind of came out, I was like 7, 8, maybe years old.
Is this AIM days?
No, this was even, well, before
like
AIM.
Room, like
chat room days.
Okay, what did you, I actually don't remember this. No,
I was like, I was really young and I would get into a chat room and I would just like, I had no idea about it. Social media didn't exist. Yeah. It was just talking to people.
Yeah.
And I would pretend I was somebody else, and I would pretend I was older because nobody would want to talk to an 8-year-old.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So then I would just like pretend I was older.
Why were you doing this? Like, do you have you ever thought about that?
Yeah, because that was such a new thing that you were able to talk to anybody in the world.
Yeah.
And I thought it was, like, amazing.
So that's
and
so nobody... funny because you're, like, the same way now. Like, you love to talk to everybody around the world.
I know. I was the same.
Unbelievable.
But I was like, nobody's going to talk to an 8-year-old, so I would pretend I was older. And
you
then...
remember what you would say that you... Do you remember any details of who you pretended?
I pretended I was, like, 16 or, like, a teenager, know? And I don't remember what I said, but probably just pretend I was, like, a teen I would see on TV, like, in shows or something. Like, I would just take an identity like that.
Sure.
And then as soon as they got, like, flirty or something, I would, like... get off and go to a new
one.
Did it
always go that?
Like, sometimes when it was guys. Yeah, I mean, imagine.
You were 8 years old?
Yeah, no, I know it's bad.
You were very, like, an advanced 8-year-old.
Yeah.
To be, like, thinking about that and doing that.
I know. Yeah, I was the oldest.
I was just, like, I was, like, throwing a tennis ball against the wall. Like, just catching it.
I know. I feel like we had such different childhoods. Also, the things that I watched, the movies and things I watched were rated R since I was like 5.
Right.
But anyways, yeah. And then I got in trouble because my parents saw.
I was going to ask if you got caught.
Yeah. So I got in trouble because then at one point my mom or my dad, no, it was my mom. She like went through the chat and the guy had been asking me some questions.
Oh my God, this is like a parent
I know, but that I didn't even know what they meant. Like, they were like a sexual thing, I think, but I had no idea.
Because this is new for everybody.
Yeah, this is new for everybody.
Yeah.
So I had no idea.
You got
so
all these
like,
sickos that are like.
There's no photos back then either. It was like 3, 2, 1, whatever.
Right.
Like, there's no photos. There's nothing. Yeah. So anyways, but when they saw that, I got in trouble. I was never able to do that again. And I got kicked off of it. Until AIM came when I was like, I don't know, 14.
Wow.
Yeah. So I catfished people kind of. I mean, I was
like an OG catfisher.
Yeah. I mean, I never like got in a relationship, but I lied about my identity.
Yeah. But the Monte Teo Netflix documentary was nuts.
I know. You guys should watch it. Joey was like, oh, I want to watch this documentary. And I kind of was like, all right.
I remember it was like, I think it was like 2013. I remember when it happened. It was in the news, and I was following sports and all that stuff. But
can you tell people who this is?
Monte Teo was an unbelievable college football player. He played for Notre Dame. He was from Hawaii, and he had this incredibly inspirational journey to get to Notre Dame, where he was absolutely incredible, best player in the country. You know, was a nominee for the Heisman, which is like the award you win when you're the best college player. He was, you know, projected to be a first round draft pick. He had his whole life ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to like be a huge NFL star.
Millions
and millions of dollars. And when he was at Notre Dame, he met somebody on Facebook.
Yeah,
I don't want to give up.
Yeah, let's not give it away. Let's just say he got catfished.
Sure, he got catfished somebody on Facebook, and it derailed his life and career. And still to this day,
It was so extreme.
Yeah.
When I watched, at first I was like, I've seen so many catfish episodes. I'm talking about like, I don't know, more than 50.
The show.
I've seen more than 50 catfish episodes, I feel like, and throughout my life. And I didn't really feel like watching another one.
Sure.
But when I watched this, my jaw open. Yeah. I was like.
Do you remember that one part where we grabbed each other?
Like, I know, my mouth was open. I couldn't. I was like, no. I can't believe this happening. So anyways, I highly recommend it. It's number one right now on Netflix.
Yeah.
For documentaries?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. What is it under? What is it called?
I can't
the series
what it's called.
Time something.
It's
Time Out. No.
So it's on Netflix. It's called The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist.
Oh, okay.
But there's like you're right. There's like a series name.
Yeah. So we just saw that yesterday.
You know what's kind of cool?
Was it yesterday?
I don't know.
Oh, anyways, could have
been
sorry.
4 days ago.
I know.
A couple weeks
the
ago.
The days are meshing.
Yesterday. A new aspect of our podcast.
Yeah.
Is it's not just a podcast. It's also a game show because it's like, will they wake the baby? Stick around and find out.
I know.
We'll do a Benny episode too one day. Just catch everyone up on. He's like says like 10 words maybe.
Yeah. He says like over 30 words in sign language and he says a couple words in Spanish. We need to catch up on our sign language. Actually, today I was reading him a book, and he was doing something with his hand. So I knew for sure he was signing something.
Do you mind if I cut you off for just a second? Just to like clarify, our nanny teaches him. He's not just like, so we said we need to catch up on our sign language, and Benny knows all this sign language. Like, how does he know it? Our nanny teaches him sign language. So then she tells us what she taught him, and then shows us like what it is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. That's good. He's like studying sign language before bed.
He's 14 months old.
Yeah. Well, we first started with a couple words, which we should have a whole episode on sign language and how amazing that has been for Benny's development, for us, for everything.
Yeah. And I'll say for myself, I was a little bit like hesitant on it because I just felt like it was something that would like delay his speech, and that's not true.
Right.
It's
just like what it advanced it.
Yeah, it totally advanced it.
Yeah. But
I know other people also like think that too, and I thought that.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually not true if you do some research online about it. For the people listening, I know you already did.
And just from experience, like he's like, you know, super advanced. Anyway, go ahead.
Super advanced.
He's kind of a big shot. I taught him none of that.
He's kind of a genius.
He's kind of a genius.
You know what's so funny? Stephanie, one of my really good friends, she's a teacher, and she always says there's a couple parents that think that their kid is a genius.
Smartest. Most incredible. I'm not going to be like one of those parents. Whoops.
We love him. What was I going to say?
Sorry,
I forgot.
I cut you off.
Oh, no, it's okay. I just remembered. I was just going to say, I was reading him a book, and he kept doing the sign. What is he doing?
Yeah.
So I scanned the pages of the book, and I'm like, what? It has to be one of these things.
Okay, can I try and guess what it was?
Yes. I'll do it with a sign.
Okay, go ahead. Some kind of, like, rock?
No.
Some kind of, like...
And I knew help? He was help? Doing... No, that's not help. I don't know what help is, but that... I know.
Help's like something like this.
No, that's change.
Oh, man.
Anyways, it's cookie.
Cooking?
Cookie.
Oh, cookie.
And it was that book where... The kindness book where they bring cookies to the girl in the hospital. Yeah, so he was doing this.
Cute.
And then I was like... Once I put him to bed, I was under his crib with my phone. And I'm like looking up cookie because I was guessing and it was that.
That was it?
Yeah. Anyways...
That is cute. Anything else we want to put in here? We just wanted to like sort of, first of all, just test this.
Yeah.
And see if it would
work. We said we were just going to do it for 5 minutes.
Yeah, no.
You know, that's the trick, by the way, for if you're
four
trying to.
4 hours later.
If you want to start a new habit, just tell yourself you're going to read one page of a book every night.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel as daunting, and then you read more. And
right,
then,
you get hooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did it.
Okay, so we're going to be back with Benny's birth story next.
Yes.
Where do you want people to send questions to?
You can send it on my...
The Amanda and Joey podcast Instagram page? Like messaged?
Yeah. You know, anything for the podcast, just message it to the Joey and Amanda podcast Instagram page.
It'd be easy if it's all just there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still going to ask questions on all the platforms. Okay. So on the Joey and Amanda podcast, on my personal, like we could do it in all. But if you want to send something, like if you want to reach out to us about the podcast, do it on the podcast page because all the other, like my accounts get very clogged up and, you know, filled up with things and it gets buried.
I'm so excited to like reconnect with everybody too. We were like friends with it. We were getting people's like crazy stories about them like pooping in their pants. All of you, I see all your names like in my head right now. I'm like, this is real. I'm pumped.
I know.
Let's go.
I'm so excited.
Let's go.
So cute. I know. I'm excited. I actually just did a workshop in Palm Springs and one of the attendees, her name's Amanda, she told us, she told us her, whatever stories on a previous podcast. And she told me, hey, by the way, you told my story in a podcast episode and my mom told everybody at her job and people listen. And it's just so fun to connect with somebody from like one of you in real life. So,
We'll get back to those too, where we get like stories. We'll have like a theme. Mm-hmm. Let's do like occasionally. We get like a theme. We'll send a theme out and we'll get stories from people.
Those are always so, so fun. Yeah. So fun.
All right. We got a lot of good stuff. I'm excited. Right when we get off this, you and I are going to like brainstorm new ideas and all this stuff.
I know. I'm excited.
And we'll get some people on. We'll get some guests on.
Yeah. Let's get some guests on. We'll talk about just life, analyze things, see what's going on. Yep. There's so many new changes. I'm leaving next month to Germany, to Berlin. I'm teaching an art workshop. I'm going to be away from Joey and Benny for the longest that I've ever been. So that's going to be tough. And we'll talk through that and we'll get all of your help. Anybody that has advice.
Yeah, please.
So, yeah.
Help.
We have a lot going on and we're really excited. Thank you so much for being here.
I forgot how we end it.
I think we end it with gratitude every time.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Joey Redmond.
Oh, thank you.
For being the best and for setting this area up for us and for all that
you do. We got a sweet little nook here. We've come a long way from being hunched, sharing a single microphone on a couch.
Yeah.
To now.
Now we're a couple of feet away from a couch and
next to a recording studio. I know. It feels legit.
I know. We're next to Joey's recording studio now. And we're facing each other. We each have our own mic, our own chair. It's nice.
all right. Thank you, everybody. And thank you.
Thank you.
We did it.
Back. High five.
Let's go.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.